When you think of Afghanistan, images of barren mountains and arid, windswept ranges might come to mind. Not exactly the kind of place you'd expect to see trout fishing. So it might come as a surprise to learn some Afghan tribal farmers are determined to raise trout, and the Texas Agribusiness Development Team is lending a hand. Agricultural Specialist Sergeant Marty Condicote says his civilian job back in Texas prepared him for this work in Ghazni Province.
I work at the Dallas Aquarium at Fair Park. I'm one of the aquarists take care of fish. Of course, one thing they're lacking here, most of the country is water.
But high in the mountains of Ghazni Province, there lives a group of Hazaran tribal people, descendants of Genghis Khan's soldiers. Unlike many insurgency-prone Pashtun tribesmen, the Hazarans are allied with the Americans, and they have some water. The Hazarans also have a small raceway where they raise trout from hatchlings or fry that they bring from faraway Kabul. Though it provides vital protein to this impoverished land, Condicote says the Hazaran fishery has a short season.
They only harvest the fish in the fall, and at that time they probably have a big fish fry and last for a week or so, and then no more fish.
The Texans initially planned to also help the Hazarans raise catfish and shrimp, but Condicote says there was a problem.
Catfish is not part of the Halil diet. They're not allowed to eat catfish. They're not allowed to eat shellfish either. So I was considering if, when initially come over, that maybe we could grow prawns or something of this nature. But since they can't eat that, that kind of shot that.
Beyond its small size, the Hazaran fish business faces another challenge. This year, the fish truck coming from Kabul lost all of its hatchling when it had to dodge a Taliban-controlled area.
They had to go in a roundabout way. And so rather than being like 8 hours, it was like 24 hours or something like that. The truck did arrive there, but all the fish died in the transport, so they were out of luck.
Condicote says the Texas ADT has big plans for the Hazarans fishery.
And we're hoping that once the project is done, they'll have a total of 10 raceways and their own hatchery building where they can raise their own broodstock to have the fish spawn and raise the eggs up from there and not have to rely on going, getting a fry all the way from Kabul.
The rainbow trout fishery can have a big impact, Condicote says.
Increase their diet with the protein from the fish, give them a new agricultural business, a little larger scale than what it is right now. It's such a small scale operation.
The Texas ADT forecasts the Jigori Fisheries Hatchery and 10 Raceways will be finished in July 2010. Reporting from Ghazni Province, Afghanistan, I'm Douglas Wissing, KUT News.